the modern vampire. Living in darkness where the light of wise judgment doth not shine, the vampires once congregated in secret to spend their wicked time. Hath God not established the order by which man should prosper after Adam's fall? Was not holy matrimony the key to a kingdom pleasant for all? For man and woman doth marry and make further descent, but for the vampires were only reserved tolerance if they repent. The wise men understood the ill spirit that could poison the youth, for this reason did they suppress the vampire's tooth. By what means doth the vampire reproduce? No fruit cometh of one biting another, for he is sterile in his vain pleasure, and his exploits ever only deadly with great measure. He seeketh the blood of the innocent youth. For his kind to live, he must defile young men. The vampire knoweth well this dissonant truth. But alas, torn between a sense of duty to his remaining humanity and a demonic lust to defile all that upholds spiritual harmony, he battled within himself to uphold the innocence of the young and new, for he understood his destiny was to always remain in number, few. Cometh hither now the foreign warlock.
Oy vey, you mustn't live this way,
saith he to the vampire. The warlock's eyes, beady and full of slumber. He rubbeth his hands as if to undermine and wait for the plunder. The warlock speaketh to the vampire of Utopia, where the individual be free, and no light shineth to judge good nor bad. Where vampires doth roam freely, as though the notion of duty be damned and mad. Where rotten fruits and wicked lusts hath the glory, where honor be to perversions as a stunning display of bravery. Where that which God doth hate, a most blasphemous love, be shown innocent and pure like the white dove. Enter now the magic of the warlock. In but a jubilee hath he doomed what wise men sought to preserve. Vampires doth roam indeed, and boast of how their rights are in need. To bite our children openly, this is how they feed. Behold, they freely bite our youth with their poisonous idea, and adopt even our children to defile and make merry, cancerous Judea. With the rainbow they hide their true intentions, the blood of the nations are mingled in their perversions.
Seekest thou not a more tolerant and progressive future?
The warlock preacheth to our youth. Death and decay doth he promote in the name of his truth. Now hath not even our babes refuge from their poisonous fangs. They seeketh to drink even the blood of newborns given the chance. The vampires have opened that old box of dysfunction, void of Pandora's hope. There is but only destruction. That which no longer sown can no longer be reaped today. See now, as even the good fruits are poisoned by that which is rotten. Such evils can never be forgotten. Behold, the nations do suffer the onslaught of the modern vampire. The foreign warlock is to blame for igniting the fire that led to this flame. Shouldest we awake and do our duty, we must expose the crimes that plague us truly. For our people to find once again rest, the vampire must be put to shame for doing all that we detest. Awake ye, husbands and wives, the vampires want thy children boldly. The warlock has sent them loose totally. If thou be of fine virtue, pick up thine axe. Yeah, pick up thine axe, and bind thy sticks strong and true.
Thank you. This is a strange place. The chirping of the birds can be heard here, and the air is filled with a mysterious haze. And the color of the sea is unusual, having a metal outflow. These waters are 378 meters deep. As the water evaporates, the air smells of sulfur. The Dead Sea is mostly consisted of chloride sodium, also known as salt. Nothing can live in such waters, and that is why it's called the Dead Sea. The Bible says that thousands of years ago, at this very place, there stood two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. The inhabitants were rich and vain. They mistreated all visitors, took away from them everything that they wanted. They also loved each other, but a strange love it was. Man loved man, and woman loved woman. Among the residents, there were some people who were especially praised. They used children, both boys and girls, as sex slaves. In modern times, such people would be called pedophiles. Once upon a time, three angels arrived at the home of Lot, who at that time lived in Sodom with his wife and daughters. As soon as the Sodomites found out, they circled his home and demanded that he surrender his guests to them for desecration. Lot answered, "Take me and my daughters, but don't touch my guests." The Sodomites didn't recede and surrounded the house. When it darkened, the angels ordered Lot to leave the city. As soon as Lot's family left the city boundaries, a sea of fire fell upon Sodom and Gomorrah from the sky. Years have passed, but this Phoenician demon, sating his belly with human sacrifices, is still devouring youth and children today. The world is cultivating sin, justifying it officially as LGBT. That's lesbians, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transgender. These communities reject the moral principle of the traditional family, and evil is now called virtue, and darkness light. Sin and debauchery are becoming a cult. Sin is being justified by aesthetics. The scariest thing that has happened with the European Christian civilization is the substitution of concepts. Homosexuals can now even become priests. An evangelical pastor, Niels Huchthausen, believes that homosexuality is normal. He's distorting the sense of the Holy Scripture.
Homosexual and lesbian couples are divinely blessed, having the same blessing as a man and a woman having a marriage. Male and female priests have a right to do this. I myself have been living with my husband in an official marriage for many years.
The biblical example of Sodom and Gomorrah, the perishing of the two cities where perverts lived in the same way they're living today in Europe, doesn't seem to convince the priest.
If you're looking at Sodom and Gomorrah, what's being talked about there isn't love either. The word love is actually absent. Love is the sense of responsible partnership. The story talked about rape and abuse. People were humiliated. But that's a different story which has no connection whatsoever to what we're talking about now. Thank you.
It is written in the Bible that sodomy is sin. It's a mortal sin. Such man won't be accepted in the kingdom of heaven, says Paul the Apostle.
That's stupidity. I object. As I've already said, there are three places in the Bible, in the New Testament, there is one more, where Paul says that Jesus had never said those things. We haven't heard anything like that from Jesus, but he does say, love your neighbor as yourself. Paul does say somewhere that homosexuality isn't good, that it's a sin. But guided by the words of Jesus, I can object to Paul and say, dear Paul, maybe you are wrong?
If he's denying the words of Paul the Apostle and has the impudence to misinterpret them, you have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Whatever you do, both God himself and Paul the Apostle have warned that such people would appear. Such people have always been around, but the church has resisted nevertheless. The truth is the truth. You can brainwash whoever you want, but they will always come to the truth eventually. In all denominations, all religions, this process is inevitable. Sodomites pay attention to mysticism and different symbols. So, a Bible was published by homosexuals, especially for themselves, with a rainbow cross. A Bible in which the Holy Scripture is modified. In the real Bible, for example, it says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. In the gay Bible, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind in the temple of Moloch. It is an abomination. Which means that sodomites are saying that it's not allowed to conduct homosexual acts in the temple of Moloch, but outside of it, it's acceptable. Another example. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. In the gay Bible, these words are replaced by morally weak.
This is an abomination before God, because there is no sacred ground for the homosexuals. There is nothing that they will not do to promote their agenda. There is no opposition that they will accept at any level. They must conquer every opponent. See, and the spirit that has produced this book, this false Bible, this gay theology. Gay theology is the heresy of the modern world.
For American homosexuals, this person, Scott Lively, is enemy number one.
Well, let me explain how this works. It's a five-stage process of cultural conquest. Five steps. It begins with a request for tolerance. Once the gays have achieved tolerance, and tolerance is just simply the right to be left alone, right? Then it's a demand for acceptance, and acceptance means an equal status. Then comes celebration, that everyone must accept homosexuality and promote it as a good, valuable thing. Then comes forced participation. Everyone must participate in gay culture. And then comes punishment of everyone who disagrees. Russia and the countries of the former Soviet Union are at the first stage, where there is a demand for tolerance, and so most of the people in those countries, they don't think that there's a problem, but there is a problem, because it's just like a seed that gets planted in the ground, and the seed is the anti-discrimination policy. An anti-discrimination policy based on so-called sexual orientation.
The opposer of sodomites and pedophiles decided to show us the company which protects and promotes homosexual ideas in the whole world. Any criticism against the gay community in the United States is automatically considered a crime.
The average American is not in favor of homosexuality, but they're afraid of speaking out because the gays have so much power that that they will cause harm to you. Here's our taxi driver.
You too?
Are you agree to that?
I agree with anything.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. If you speak up, they will find a way to punish you. Most people are vulnerable to some kind of intimidation, especially anyone who's in any position of influence or in the media spotlight. If they dare to say something against homosexuality, they will be punished. So most people just keep their mouth shut, right? And they just go along with it.
And these people?
Yeah, this our taxi driver. I don't know him, but I said that. He nodded his head. He knows. It's everybody at every level.
I'm not
a
Jew. Are you afraid?
Yeah, I'm not a Jew.
Human rights campaign is where we want to go.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
You want to go to down?
Thank you.
I want to get over there.
So, we're here now in front of the headquarters of the Human Rights Campaign, one of the most aggressive homosexual advocacy organizations in the world. This is the Human Rights Campaign envisions an America where lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people are ensured of their basic equal rights and be open, honest, and safe at home, at work, and in the community. This is the LGBT. All over the world, there are serious breaches of human rights. People are being killed, they're being tortured. They're having to flee their homelands and cross borders, live in refugee camps. And this organization, instead of focusing on the true needs of people around the world, they're trying to declare that homosexuality is a human right. And they're devoting vast amounts of money to promote this agenda around the world instead of addressing genuine human rights.
...21st century Germany, an ordinary marriage registry office.
Dear friends, welcome to registry office of Tempelhof Schöneberg. We gathered here on this fine spring sunny day for a special occasion. You want to join the holy matrimony. I hope my colleagues informed you in detail on this possibility of change of a surname. You decided to take the surname Lukaszewski for your joint partnership. And I'm obliged to ask, have you changed your mind?
Behind you are the photographs of traditional families. Did it seem possible back then that gay marriages would be registering today?
I'm certain that they wouldn't have imagined it. I think that if I had asked my parents and they got married back then, they wouldn't have been able to imagine it. Today, same-sex marriages are an everyday thing.
Soon, the photographs of traditional weddings on this wall will be replaced by untraditional ones.
Noch mehr? Oh, danke.
Und einmal.
The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations is located in London. During the war, this building was occupied by British intelligence, which was creating new methods of psychological war targeted not only against fascist Germany, but also the Soviet Union. footage of the Institute is strictly forbidden. None of the experts are allowed to talk about the activity in which the employees are engaged in. However, we were able to find a person who knows a lot about this institution. Daniel Estulin, author of the book Tavistock Institute.
Tavistock began as a clinic back in 1921. It became Tavistock Institute right after the Second World War, when a memorandum of understanding was signed between the Rockefeller family, Tavistock, and Brigadier General John Rawlings Lees, the founder of Tavistock Clinic. The idea behind Tavistock conspiracy, I guess you could call it, is literally to change the paradigm of modern society in all of its manifestations. In other words, literally change everything we understand and know about society.
Tavistock is the place which created and later imposed on the consciousness of European youth such cultural accents as free love, orgy, and civil marriage. With the help of CIA, Tavistock created the project called MK Ultra for the manipulation of people. It also can't be excluded that the psychological components of the so-called Ukrainian Revolution, chants, behavior models, slogans, were also created here.
When we're talking about projects created by the elite, these aren't things that are done on a five-year basis we had in the Soviet Union, you know, the famous five-year plans. No, these people work on a 50 or 100-year period planning their structures from one century to the next. And in order to create what we have today, you needed to start a long time ago, which is why, again, a lot of the projects which are manifesting itself today, such as homosexuality, for example, didn't begin, you know, 5-10 years ago. They started right after the Second World War. You have man, woman, you have homosexuals, transsexuals, but then you're going to have transhuman, you're going to have post-human, you're going to have man-machines, such as the, you know, the Terminator. You're going to have cyborgs. You're going to have beings who are not totally human as a result of synthetic biology. Because today, you can literally create a human being in a laboratory. You don't need man-woman relationship. You can create a being. It's at a point where you're going to have genes, not of man and woman, but of three different beings, you can create a human being. And in the future, the idea of the elite is through the genetic manipulation to eliminate memory.
The Fertility Institute in Los Angeles. This is the first clinic which offered surrogacy to sodomites.
We've become world famous for being able to choose a boy or a girl.
I have gay patients right now from Russia that we're speaking to. Yeah, I can show you
the
email.
Kids?
About having baby, first baby, yeah. Blue is a boy, and pink is a girl. Okay, and you can see all the files.
And what's the green one?
Green is genetic disorders, like Down syndrome, or they have a genetic problem, okay? Most of them are boys or girls, yeah.
Whom they want more, girl or boy?
The male gays want boys, and the female gays want girls. And here's some of the frozen tanks. Let me get them.
Can one of you guys unlock? I got a film crew from Moscow here. Can one of you guys just unlock one of them?
Great, that's all I need. Thank you.
You're
frozen embryos. The tanks are full.
Can you explain what exactly you have there?
Yeah, we have sperm from the man, frozen. We have eggs from the woman, frozen. Put them together, we get embryos.
In the human body, it's already...
А здесь эмбрион заморожен, получается.
We take the embryos out, we warm them up, they come alive again, and then we give them to the mother. They're good for 100 years. There, they're taking the eggs, taking the sperm and putting them together to make the embryo. And then we grow them for 5 days. We do the test to see if it's a boy or girl, or there's any genetic diseases, and then we give it to the mother. So it's called a clean room. Class 1000 clean room. Very, very clean. We have to put on spacesuits to go inside.
Sexual family will never see his mother.
And the babies will be okay not seeing the mother.
The U.S., San Francisco, 2014. Tens of thousands of sodomites gathered to demonstrate their lifestyle. Ordinary people are staring at the event with interest. Aren't you afraid that your child would want to become like them?
Carlos and so on.
Oh, really?
No, no.
Yeah, we actually want to encourage him to see everything and everything in the world. It's a world's offer, you know?
The local television specifically chose a transvestite to be the host of the show. He's one of theirs. These two women belong to a new sex tribe, a new family in a new world.
I am 38, 52.
Do you have children?
One child,
one child.
Yeah.
Together?
Yes.
Yeah. How many? How it is living without men?
Delightful.
It's the best.
It's lovely. That's what I want.
How many homosexual in America now?
Well, they say 10%, but probably many, many more.
10%?
Yeah.
Many more. How you got a child without a man?
When they switch to...
Same way we raise child, everybody, we love her. We love her and provide for her, then everything's fine.
I just switched genders.
I mean, you needed man to get a child.
I see, biological.
Biological.
Yes. I have a friend who gave me some sperm in a cup, and that's how I made my baby.
And who is papa and who is mama?
What is your guess? Who do you think? Who is mama?
You.
Yes.
And she?
Yes.
He or that she?
She.
Yeah. You are papa and you are pop
no,
and mom.
No, not papa, but papa. I am mama.
Окей.
А как ваш ребенок говорит, к вам обращается? Мама и мама или мама и папа?
What tell your child?
Мама. Yeah, more so мама. Mm-hmm. But she calls me Yu-Yu.
Yu-Yu.
Yu-Yu. That's what the baby calls me. It's her name.
Yeah. And what do you think the child, when if he grow up, will he not ask why I don't have a real papa?
No, she has lots of other people in her life that have two mamas, and she has lots of great uncles. And grandpa and opa.
It's a daughter.
Yes.
Sodomites unconsciously understand that what they're doing is wrong. However, on the surface, everyone makes an effort to express joy.
Excuse me. We're from Russia.
It's a happy part.
Happy part.
Yeah? Are you happy?
Are you happy?
It's your child.
Russian television.
Ah. Yeah, we asked also your friends already. Homosexual pair?
Yeah. We're traditional homosexuals.
It's your child?
Yes, this is our daughter.
What do you think? Is she happy that she has two moms and no one pop?
Yeah.
She's
of course.
And, and she's a little shy right now. So.
Yeah, we see.
А как же папа?
Она стесняется.
Children in homosexual families don't look happy. The child's soul feels that everything that's happening around them contradicts nature's law.
Thank you.
bus driver at gay parade. Frightening dialogue.
What do you think about this?
What do you think about it? Very interesting.
Very interesting.
What do you think? What thinks God?
Sorry?
What thinks God if he saw it?
God?
Yeah.
Which God? Which God? What's that? I don't know.
Ah, you know.
No. Okay.
This is a newspaper man. He has a specific attitude towards everything that's going on.
It's bigger every year. 20 years ago, it was sort of small, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. Because the word gets out around the world. Even at people coming from China. According to the Bible, the two original people were Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Not Adam and Steve.
Los Angeles, Hollywood. Dream Studios. A place full of homosexuals. Two American guys are walking down a street. No girls nearby. Where there's no woman, there's no continuation of life. But sodomites try to bypass the laws of nature. Large sums of money are spent on exactly this. Father, father, mother, mother. Today in the world, 2 million children are being raised in same-sex families, and this is only the beginning. There's a substitution of moral concepts. Instead of mother, a trendy bio-container. Maternity word. The surrogates, newborn twins, have just been taken away from the mother. Terrible footage for any normal person. The homosexual is trying to take over the role of the mother.
This is what I've been waiting for.
The sodomites have paid and received living goods for their money. We all know the expression, to be nurtured on the mother's milk. What are these children nurtured on?
For them, they took our sperm and one of my friend's eggs, and we put them into a third woman. She has no biological connection to the children at all. So sometimes people say, well, you know, do kids not need a mother? Well, the research shows that they don't. Two parents is better than one parent, always. Part of the reason for that is we only make kids when we're ready to make kids. We don't make them by accident. So we're financially ready, we're emotionally ready, you know, we're prepared for the journey of being parents. And that has an advantage to just, oops, we got pregnant. We absolutely wanted two children, without a shadow of a doubt. We wanted two kids. We put two eggs in. We were hoping to get two eggs out, two kids out.
There are a lot of advantages to being gay.
Parents, family,
school. It's not their choice, it's not our choice. Whatever they turn out to be, I'm gonna love them just the same.
One detail. Homosexual men always want boys and lesbians want girls. For what? For perverted acts? The following happened in New Zealand.
This was just a terrible story involving two men, Mark Newton and Peter Trong, who was his long-term boyfriend. They were essentially living double lives, so they were masquerading as a loving couple, as loving fathers even, to a young boy whom they adopted from Russia. The battle that they had to adopt a child as a gay couple, when obviously, as we've now learned, an investigation that wrapped up last year found that these men were not, in fact, the loving fathers that they had painted themselves to be, that they had adopted molested this boy purely for the reason of sexual exploitation. And it went on for many years, from when the boy was a young baby, as we know, from 2 weeks old, and it went on up until the age of him being 6 years old. They sold the child to several men, up to 8 men in different countries around the world. And even
the pedophiles met the pregnant woman in Moscow, Russia. Having registered a formal marriage with one of them, the soon-to-be mother agreed to sell the stepfather parental rights upon divorce, all for $8,000. She gave birth to a boy and gave him to those two homosexuals. After that, to leave the country with the child posed no difficulty to the men, a mere technicality.
It was horrific. Authorities describe it as the most heinous acts they've ever seen in their lives. And not only was this child abused, he was also brainwashed from a very young age to think that this sort of behavior was acceptable, and that these two men had in fact trained him to tell authorities, to lie to authorities and say that nothing strange was going on in his household to cover up the abuse. Disturbing cases of child sex abuse authorities have seen.
They have traveled the world and sexually exploited that young boy.
Neighbors thought that this family was really happy. They have a child, they travel plenty. The local radio station ABC even interviewed them on this topic.
Hi, my name's Pete, and this is Mark, and we are gay dads. We decided that we would have a child, that it was time for us to have a family.
It was blatantly apparent that these 2 males have effectively brought this child into their lives for the exclusive purpose of sexually exploiting him.
The scandal with Truong and Newton shocked the world last year. These pedophiles ended up getting what they deserved, 40 and 30 years in prison accordingly. But this is only one case which was investigated and publicized. How many of such boys and girls suffer in same-sex so-called families? Nobody knows. Meanwhile, in Europe, the anti-gay movement is gaining momentum more and more. People who were able to get out of the vicious grip of sodomy have a hard time realizing what trouble they had been in. The same happened to an Italian man by the name of Luca De Tolve. He grew up in an incomplete family. His parents got divorced right after his birth. He obviously lacked the kind of upbringing that only a father can give. Schoolmates often bullied Luca, and this generated in him a complex of inferiority. Eventually, he caught the attention of homosexuals. It all began with the beauty contests.
I entered this world as if mesmerized. It all seemed so bright to me at first. Very soon I became known. I won beauty contests, became Mr. Gay. I gained huge popularity. I entered ARC Gay, worked for the international group IGTA, the International Association of Gay Travelers in America. I believed that I was the ideal homosexual, but for some reason everything that had been happening around me revolved around sex. I understood whatever I did, if I don't engage sexually, everything will fail. I'd lose everything. Thus, sex was the only engine of the homosexual life.
Everything changed in a matter of one day when Luca understood that he had AIDS and had only a few months left to live.
I was brought to the hospital and told, Luca, you have AIDS. I had many friends who one after another died of AIDS in those years. It was heartbreaking to see these guys, especially the last of them who died right after, looking me in the eye and say, why? And there suddenly something in my heart turned over, as if I was hit. I understood, it's unnatural. It's not what God created us for, not where He directed us. I wanted to get rid of my sufferings, to commit suicide, because I continued to have strong panic attacks. That day, which I remembered well, I didn't kill myself and saw a prayer book in the window. I grabbed this prayer book and started praying. When I started praying, I felt an incredible love, which led to a surprising transformation. I returned to a church, I asked for help, I received it, and was told that there are ways how I can get rid of the sin of homosexuality. I confessed about everything that had happened in the past, and I started to feel better. When I started praying and following the gospel, my lust left me. I managed not to have any more homosexual desires. And I asked the Lord, I ask you, give me the last gift. Help me find a woman that will be the one for me. I'm already married for 5 years now. We have a wonderful daughter together. There is a gender idea which seeks to destroy the natural family. Somebody was always attacking me. When we arranged seminars for the first 5 peoples in a closed Christian center, a group of archie gay men pulled up with a truck with the slogans, "You will never recover." Thank God police arrived to rescue us with padrons. I believe in God, and I believe that God is the truth and life, and homosexuality isn't natural.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy. I'm in peace and harmony with myself.
The creation of the new Sodom is moving at a very fast rate. The thought that a family is a certain incubator is being imposed on people all around, and the concepts father and mother already became outdated. So, for example, in the Department of Education of Milan, a school application form was improved, the obligatory fields of which stayed parent number one and parent number two. Barbara Bianchi, a simple employee, revolted against this. She crossed out the inscriptions parent number one and parent number two.
I'm proud of the fact that I'm a mother and not parent one. This application was created for so-called new families, where there are homosexual parents, two mothers or two fathers. Therefore, the field mother and father were inconvenient for them. However, this is discrimination against normal people, of which there is a majority, whereas the gays, of whom there are less, have the advantage. They are most certainly a minority. I'm not sure whether or not they can have children in Italy already, but the application was changed in order to suit all.
One father, one mother, this is the real freedom.
This is a demonstration of thousands of people which filled the Italian capital. These people are against sodomy, which has overflown the world.
We are on the threshold of destruction of family and its values. This is the end.
Vicar vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen. Participants of the march, a large Italian family. Esmeralda and her spouse Roberto have 11 children. Every year, the whole family comes to the march for life.
And this is kitchen. Today we have guests. We are trying to serve everything while it is hot.
These people are incredibly beautiful. They were brought up in old Italian traditions. They are Christians.
These people should think establishing these artificial families. They show themselves to be happy with the child who was born by means of various technologies, surrogacy, etc. But for this child to be born, it's necessary that other children, embryos, are destroyed. These embryos could also become children. It's an unnatural process. The generation before us sought to implement divorces and abortions into the society. I don't blame the generation, but I blame those who are older, the part of the society which doesn't fight for the survival of mankind. Do I have to be tolerant? Do I have to respect such laws? No, because I can't see my future.
Non vedo nessun futuro facendo questa cosa.
In nomine Patri, ut Fili e Spiriti Santi, benedicinos Domine et tecto dona quid etuar agitate sumus sumpturi, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
And on the other side of the world, in the United States of America, Bernal Stutzman refused to serve a wedding of homosexuals. This is an old American woman, a talented florist. Bernal's old client, one Rob Ingersoll, offered her a big order to decorate the wedding of him and one other sodomite. Bernal refused.
That was a real struggle to decide what to do with that. My husband and I talked it over, and, you know, as much as I love Rob, I just couldn't.
The Attorney General's action in this case is unprecedented in Washington State. We have never had an Attorney General take the position that this Attorney General has taken. Now the ACLU's piled on, and the same-sex couple have sued her as well. And interestingly, they have sued her in her personal capacity as well as her business. So she is at great risk. As a result of serving someone lovingly and admittedly in a kind way for 9 years, and because you won't do one same-sex wedding, you're going to lose your house or your business. And she's been working in this business for 40 years.
Marriage is a sacred, very sacred thing. You want flowers for your anniversary, your birthday, or whatever, that's fine. But I just cannot do a same-sex marriage.
If you look in the Tri-Cities area, there's like 3 pages in the yellow pages of florists that could have served this couple.
I have to have faith that he's going to protect me and give me the courage and the knowledge and the wisdom to stand firm on this. But it's also helped me understand what obedience is and what, I'm going to cry, and what following Christ is. You know, you can't sit on the fence, like he says. You can't be lukewarm.
According to German law, if you're a parent and you forbid your child to visit the sexual education lesson at school, you can be imprisoned. Yevgeny Martins was jailed for this for 24 hours. When Martins left, he was met by a whole demonstration of supporters who celebrated him as a hero. Certainly, a day in jail isn't a whole lot, but this is only the beginning. Today, 24 hours, and in 5 years, who knows, maybe 24 years. The youngest of the Martins is only 11 months old, a fact which served as a delay for the jailing of the mother.
The poster: children need love, not sex.
There are thousands of such families in Germany. They take part in demonstrations, protests, but their voices disappear in a sea of perverted counter-propaganda. As soon as homosexuals hear of protests, they immediately create counter-protests.
Also, wir stehen nicht gegen wen, sondern wir treten ein für Eltern- und Kinderrechte.
Perverts knowingly fall under the feet of the moving crowd of protesting parents, and to attract the attention of TV cameras, they pose as if humiliated and offended.
This is a global problem. We fight for our kids, who these people want to pervert. We can use an example from nature. Imagine a female bear. Let anyone just try to come close to her if she has a baby. She'd tear you apart. We, as her, refuse to give our children to such people, whoever they are.
Gay wedding. Obama is congratulating over the phone.
Thank you, Mr. President.
On the Human Rights Day, Hillary Clinton delivered a speech about human rights in the Palace of Nations in Geneva in 2011. She said that everything's great, we need to further promote the rights of LGBT.
I am talking about gay, lesbian, bisexual, and
the modern slogan of the world elite, homosexual rights equal human rights.
And given,
but why are the rights of all the other people violated in light of the first?
They sent certain instructions to all American embassies worldwide. And this toolkit says how you can change culture and what is necessary in order to change the system of values, culture of the country. And this occurs around the world. Behind it stands the big money of the billionaires of our planet. All of them promote these things.
The American government no longer hides their idea of promoting homosexuality throughout the planet. The ideology of low culture, everything that speaks sex, is spreading as plague, as cancer in an organism. All moral foundations, Christian dogmas, chastity, decency, and traditional family are being rejected. Yuri Roshka, the former deputy prime minister of the Republic of Moldova, found in himself the courage to oppose the homosexual lobby in his country. Now he's an outcast for the emissaries of the West.
Based on my experience, I can tell how aggressively and persistently the American embassy behaved. About 2 years ago, a new gay parade was in preparation. Well, on the eve of this event, I organized a press conference at which very distinctly, accurately, proceeding from my religious and political convictions, I expressed a disagreement, a protest. An hour passed and I was summoned to the deputy of the American embassy. The name of this lady is Daria Fain, who has, by the way, even worked at the American embassy in Moscow during the Soviet times. Yura, can we meet? I tell her, Daria, yes, of course. We've known each other since the times of Perestroika. When are you planning to come? I asked her. Now, she said, throughout my long political career, this is the first time when a diplomat of such status demands to meet immediately. Our conversation lasted 4 hours. It was a very unpleasant conversation. This lady tried to talk some sense into me, to explain about the true Western values, but she didn't manage to do that too well.
Yuri told us how the equal chance law was being adopted in a Moldavian parliament. From now on, any sodomite and pedophile can get hired at a kindergarten or school. It's not a problem anymore.
The argument, which was publicly started by European bureaucrats and commissioners, was the following. We give you a liberalized visa regime in the European Union, but don't cancel it. And you give us the law of anti-discrimination, which was later changed to the law on equality of chance. And also the law states that upon unemployment, the employer has no right to refuse the person if the latter declares his so-called non-conventional sexual orientation. It's a very scandalous thing because we are talking about kindergartens and about schools here, about the army, about churches, and so on. It is clear that the West today, or the Western elite, or the Western establishment, is developing a very strong, powerful wave against the whole world. And the Republic of Moldova became the victim of this wave on destruction of traditional values.
этой волны по разрушению традиционных ценностей.
WikiLeaks, the declassified documents of American diplomacy. The memorandum published by the U.S. government guaranteeing full financial support to non-governmental organizations and other establishments advancing tolerance and the rights of LGBT. White House, Office of the Press Secretary, to immediate distribution, December 6, 2011. Work on human rights, lesbians, gays, transsexuals, and transgenders worldwide. The struggle to end discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender persons is a global challenge, and one that is central to the United States' commitment to promoting human rights. Combat the criminalization of LGBT status or conduct abroad. Protect vulnerable LGBT refugees and asylum seekers. Swiftly react to violations of LGBT rights. Engage international organizations in a fight against LGBT discrimination. But there is no document instruction by which Mikhail Saakashvili, an American puppet which had ruled Georgia for 9 years, skillfully punished 7.5% of the Georgian men. Saakashvili's chasteners practiced the following. Everyone not concordant with the regime was imprisoned. To further break the prisoners' will, the chasteners subjected them to rape.
It's such a noise when it opens and closes. As if it is getting heat on the head, really messes with the nerves. Another psychological moment, they didn't allow the detainees to sleep normally. When they came around to check, the first thing they did was rip and throw out any pictures or icons the prisoner might have had on the wall.
More than 330,000 people were subject to this. Everything was filmed. You can see this terrifying footage now. There was one goal, to break, diminish, and humiliate.
It's terrible just to tell the story. Over there sat a man, he was naked, and they used a bludgeon with a condom too. I don't know what kind of people they were, as if the devil himself.
This method was borrowed from the American Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad. Here is footage from a prison in Tbilisi, and here from Baghdad. For a Georgian man, such humiliation is worse than death. The same thing awaits people who aren't concordant with the regime in the Ukraine. The pro-American regime will use the same methods in jails and prisons. There are currently thousands imprisoned from Kiev to Odessa, and only God knows what's being done to them. Georgian Orthodox Church. Father Mikhail tells us how this plague gets around the people.
You know, from my observations, I can say with confidence that all this is being done in such a way so as to prepare society to accept it in the long run. These methods are very well thought of, especially in mass media and other sources. I observed the following. Everything begins with a harmless character in a movie or a sitcom. This man is obviously homosexual, but he is funny, witty, and then it stops. He disappears. Then another film, then a few more. It's like a poison, in small doses. It won't do anything to you right away. But with time, it gets bigger and stronger, and the tolerance of the system weakens, accepting it more and more each time.
In the summer of 1981, a young man with strange red and blue skin stains gets admitted to a hospital in the gay capital of the US, San Francisco. The doctors are horrified. It turns out to be the rarest type of skin cancer, Kaposi's sarcoma. Up until that moment, it was only associated with old patients. The doctors first assumed that he got this tumor while working at a radioactive plant. However, they were mistaken. The patient turned out to be a homosexual prostitute. He lacked the immune cells needed to battle the tumors, which resulted in sarcoma. By September 1981, 107 cases of the new disease are observed in the United States. Among the sick, 95 homosexuals, 7 heterosexuals, and 5 bisexuals. Having consulted, scientists give this new disease a name, GRID, homosexual immunodeficiency. That's the same name that the plague of the 20th century had, also known as AIDS. The cure still hasn't been found. Our holy fathers warned us that the infernal community would envy mankind and want the death of God's creation. This is the reason why anti-moral and anti-civilizations are being created. They're urged to replace God's faith. However, despite all influence of the powers of darkness, faithful people stick to the order established by the Creator. Russia occupies one of the leading positions here. The law banning gay propaganda, a return to traditional values, and the strengthening of the faith of the nation, all this postpones the end of times. A union between a man and a woman, granted by God, gives humanity a chance to continue life. There's a rightful reason behind the biblical passage. Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. Thank you.